Okay. POL. The other world station. Oh, gotta give it a good name. In general, how it works there. Now we are just picking from Búvarlóka. What we can learn about that and Pitruloka and that world that is just next to this world. And one thing I thought was that how they build things. I mean, whatever I have read and heard from legends or accounts or people who claim to have visited the other world, such as Emanuel Swedenborg and mediums and whatever. There are buildings and it's all very beautiful and there are people and they're nicely dressed and so on, just like here, but much more beautiful. And then I thought, well, you know, what are those buildings made of and how are they made? And do they have to work, have carpenters and all that we have here, masons? So then I thought today I had to show this in the story, because they are, I already got it there a year ago too, building that bridge to the mid world, which is really Earth, and now called Shadowland. Which has become then so dark and dangerous and strange that most have forgotten even how it used to be. And they see it over there like some island which is in the shadows and the shades and the fog and whatever. Because here it's more like islands. Seen from here, I'm talking now seen from the other world. Let's call it Búvár. Just have a better word. So this bridge broke. How did it break? Maybe it was broken from the other side. Or maybe there was an attack or something. They were too wild and they tried to come over that bridge and there was a fight on it and it broke. Something, we can come up with something. And so they are gradually building, restoring it. The building team. But how do they build? And I thought about that, and if it is just about thinking something and then it exists, and it's too easy, it should be more on prana. You have to gather energy. Everything is energy, right? So there in this, well, you, and same thing with building buildings. Maybe it will be something like that, that like if you look at it in a movie or something, that you kind of go there with your hands and you know, there is this energy collected and gathered and it takes shape and you can just make any shapes you want, but And if you're very powerful, you can do it all at once, a huge big building at once. And but here we are close to the earth, and it's not like building in Minecraft, but a little more advanced, not just hacking things, but you can also create things. And that requires work and makes you tired, and you need energy. And now, do they eat? Yes, they eat. But they don't have to struggle to plow the earth and pick, do all that. And of course, they don't eat each other in that way. But yes, they cook, but a bit the same as building. You have ingredients and you just put them together, but could be over a flame or whatever. It still has this creative and beautiful and very tasty quality to it. And walking is about the same as here, but not so heavy steps as here. Light steps, not even touching the ground. It's more like a smooth, beautiful movement. It brings you forward, and you can fly a little bit if you want. But here, the people normally are not able to fly like that. Again, they're rather close to Earth. On high locusts, they can fly. So we just describe these locusts as we have read about them in the Bhagavatam and elsewhere, and try to be as accurate as possible. And we could have Mero there. I don't know exactly how, but...